Support for NPR podcasts comes from Northwestern Mutual, the quiet company, committed to building lifelong relationships in communities and protecting financial futures.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Michigan holds its presidential primary today. It is the first large industrial state to vote in this year's election campaign. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The big contest in Michigan is on the Republican side. Democratic voters will find just a partial slate of candidates when they enter the voting booth because a dispute and sanctions by the National Democratic Party over Michigan's insistence that it hold its primary so early resulted in some Democrats removing their names from the ballot weeks ago. Hillary Clinton is the only major Democrat on the Michigan ballot today. The big issue in Michigan has been the economy, almost to the exclusion of everything else. Candidates have debated what the domestic car makers need to compete, and they've argued over whether the state can get back any of the 200,000 manufacturing jobs lost since the year 2000. The chairman of the Michigan Republican Party describes state voters' mood as pessimistic. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.
Lawmakers in the House return to Washington today to start an election year session. An economic stimulus program will be among the top issues on their agenda. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The second session of the 110th Congress will begin with pledges of bipartisanship, with Republicans and Democrats saying they'll work together on a stimulus package. It's likely to include some combination of individual tax rebates, tax cuts for businesses, and increased spending. But ironing out those details won't be easy, given the charged partisan atmosphere in Washington and that this is an election year. Other issues on the congressional agenda include changes to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which expires in February. Lawmakers will also attempt to override the president's veto of a defense bill. Mr. Bush rejected the measure last month because it would have allowed victims of terrorism to sue the government of Iraq. Lawmakers are expected to change that provision and quickly approve a new measure to allow promised pay raises for military personnel. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has gone to Baghdad, where she plans to press Iraqi leaders on political reforms. Rice had been with President Bush in Saudi Arabia, the latest stop on his Mideast trip. The president has been meeting with Saudi King Abdullah and talking about high oil prices. The president told the king that such high prices are tough on the economy. Mr. Bush says he hopes that OPEC understands that when consumers have money problems, they cut back on spending. This means less oil or gas is purchased. Oil prices were nearly flat in Asian trading today. U.S. light crude for February delivery fell by 6 cents to $94.14 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Prices on the Tokyo Stock Exchange closed lower today. The Nikkei average fell by 138 points. This is NPR News. Thousands of people have converged on San Francisco for the annual Macworld Expo. That's where the latest Apple products will be on display. The exhibition kicks off today with a keynote speech by Apple CEO Steve Jobs. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
As usual, the rumor mill has been churning in the days preceding Jobs' keynote. Analysts speculate that the Apple chief will introduce a movie rental service on iTunes that will allow users to watch the file for 24 hours before it disintegrates. They also think he's likely to unveil an ultra-portable notebook that weighs between 2 and 4 pounds, and the iPhone may get a speedier 3G internet connection. But any announcement is likely to pale in comparison to last year when Jobs introduced the groundbreaking iPhone. Apple is targeting a sale of 10 million iPhones by the end of 2008. Analysts also believe that sales of the iPhone will help bring more newcomers to the Mac platform. Apple's share of the PC market has grown to more than 7.5% from 6% last year. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
The federal government is suing the Texas city of Eagle Pass as part of an escalating dispute over a planned U.S.-Mexico border fence. Eagle Pass Mayor Chad Foster serves as chairman of the Texas Border Coalition. He is highly critical of building the fence. Coalition members allege the federal officials have not sufficiently considered environmental and other concerns and have ignored suggestions for the alternatives. The Department of Homeland Security says it needs access to land to find the best places to build the fence or to set up other border security. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.